This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is heading towards a landslide victory in Bihar Assembly elections. Latest results and trends from all 243 seats show that NDA has won 76 seats and is leading in 128. RJD-led Mahagathbandhan is trailing far behind, having won 8 seats and is leading in 25. Others have won 3 seats and leading in 3. Prominent winning candidates from BJP include Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and Maithili Thakur. Mahagathbandhan's Chief Ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav of RJD, who was initially trailing, made a turnaround and defeated his nearest BJP rival Satish Kumar. And now we go over live to our correspondent Anand Kumar, who is in Patna, for more updates. Anand, what is the latest update you are having?
Anuja, celebrations still continued in both state BJP and JDU headquarters in Patna following the landslide victory it is going to achieve in Bihar Assembly elections. As the trends started hugely coming in favor of NDA allies, the party workers started celebrations by playing and dancing to the tune of drum beats and exchanging sweets. NDA allies BJP, JDU, LJP, Ram Vilas, RLM and Hindustani Awam Morcha have performed very well in this election. The leaders of BJP and JDU credited this thumping majority to the double engine government and the work done by the NDA and the development work taken by the NDA government as well as the development of the state. So we can say that certainly NDA is going to form the government in the state because its allies has performed very well. And we can say that Mahagathbandhan allies, what they have expected, it failed to get to meet their expectations. So now back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anand, for that update. In the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, Congress has won 2 seats while BJP has won 1 seat and is leading in another. Aam Aadmi Party, PDP and Mizo National Front have won 1 seat each, while JMM is leading in 1 seat. In Telangana, Congress candidate Naveen Yadav 5 has won Jubilee Hills Assembly seat in Hyderabad. In Rajasthan, Congress candidate Pramod Jain Bhaya has won Anta Assembly seat, defeating BJP candidate Morpal Suman. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party candidate Harmeet Singh Sandhu has won Taran Taran Assembly seat. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP candidate Devyani Rana has won the Nagrota Assembly seat, while PDP candidate Aga Sayyed Muntazir Mehdi has been declared elected from Badgam seat. In Mizoram, Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lal Thangliana has won the Dampa seat. In Odisha, BJP candidate Joy Dholakia is leading in Nuapada by a huge margin. In Jharkhand, JMM candidate Somesh Chandra Soren is leading in Ghatshila by over 38,000 votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leader Amit Shah have thanked people of Bihar for giving the alliance a historic and unprecedented mandate. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the victory as a triumph of good governance, development, social justice and public welfare. He emphasized that the resounding public support will further empower the government to serve the people and work with renewed resolve for the progress of Bihar. Mr. Nadda said historic public support is a seal of trust from the people in the development-oriented and public welfare policies of the double-engine government. Mr. Shah said every single vote of the people of Bihar is a symbol of faith in the government's policy against those who compromise India's security and resources, as well as against those who sympathize with them. Kamini Kaushal, one of Hindi cinema's earliest and most celebrated female stars, passed away at her Mumbai residence last night. She was 98. Kaushal, who began her film journey with the landmark 1946 classic Neecha Nagar, remained active on screen for more than 7 decades. Once among the highest paid actresses in the industry, she worked with legendary actors including Dilip Kumar, Devanand and Raj Kapoor. Indian archers won 2 individual gold medals in the recurve category along with a team gold at the Asian Archery Championship in Dhaka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.